He not busy being born is busy dying. Bob Dylan. For me, Bob Dylan deserved the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature. He has a special way of expressing some of the most important facets of human life. The quote from the Dylan song, "It's all right, Ma, I'm only bleeding," gets at the heart of one of my guiding beliefs. Success in life mostly depends on discovering your particular talents, then developing and applying them. The moment you stop moving forward, for whatever reason, you start falling behind. That's something I know from personal experience. Now let me tell you what I don't know. I have no clue what your unique talents are, nor can I tell you which path to follow. That's unique too. In the audiobook ahead, I don't have all the answers, or even most of them. But I do believe that everyone has a special gift that can be used to bring them fulfillment by helping others. This idea has animated the better part of my life, now more than 8.5 decades long. My hope is that my journey and the lessons I've learned along the way may awaken you to the joy that comes from understanding yourself and contributing to the world around you. Every journey must start somewhere, and that somewhere is self-discovery. Mozart began composing music when he was only 5 years old. But for the rest of us, unearthing our gifts usually happens much later and takes far longer. It certainly did for me. I was fortunate to grow up in a family that gave me every opportunity to succeed. I recognize that I won the birth lottery, for which I will always be grateful. My parents did their best to give my 3 brothers and me a head start. My mother Mary was a talented silversmith, enamelist, and artist, dedicated to helping struggling artists and performers get started. She felt a deep obligation to assist everyone who reached out to her. She was the best possible exemplar of the biblical idea that, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required." I'm sure that's one reason I came to demand so much of myself. My father, on the other hand, could be summarized by a different verse. "Spare the rod, spoil the child." Fred Koch was a successful businessman, and he had no intention of letting his kids become country club bums. He was, for good reason, especially focused on me. When I was 6, he started putting me to work doing all kinds of manual labor around our farm. It involved digging up dandelions and feeding animals, graduating to milking cows, shoveling manure, baling hay, digging post holes, and mending fences. I was often doing my farm chores within earshot of my friends, who were across the street yelling and splashing at the local swimming pool. So went my afternoons after school, weekends, and summer vacations, year after year. When I was 15, I spent the summer working at a lion camp on a Montana ranch. My bunkmate was Bitterroot Bob, a volatile cowboy. Bitterroot bragged about his dishonorable discharge from the military during World War II for running from the line of fire. Some nights he would fire his revolver through the roof of our log cabin. When it rained, he'd get wet, but that didn't seem to deter him. Most mornings, Bitterroot and I would ride out to fix fences and bring back bulls that had hoof rot. We started out at sunrise, and usually put in at least a 14-hour day. It was one of the grittiest, most challenging work experiences I had as a teenager. It was also one of the most memorable.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.